And welcome back to Channel 9 Live here at Microsoft Ignite, live in Orlando, Florida. I'm Christina Warren, and I'm joined today by my friend, the amazing Colleen Williams, who is the Senior Program Manager for Azure Active Directory in the CXP team.
Yes, yes.
How are you doing today?
I'm good. Happy to be here. It's my first time at Ignite. So,
How's your show been so far?
It's been good. It's hot and humid, though. So we could do something about that. That would be
real.
Great.
For real. No, it's like Orlando's awesome, except for the humidity.
Yeah.
We are joined today. I think I'm going to call him George, but I got him from one of the visual, from one of the visual studio booths, in the expo, and I just love him.
He can be like your little mascot.
Basically.
Yeah.
Basically. So today we're kind of want to talk about, identity for Azure Identity for developers.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So, there have been a bunch of announcements around this week. Obviously, even in the keynote, you know, Satya is mentioning the whole, you know, passwordless world.
Yes.
What do you think about that? What's your thoughts?
It's awesome. And do it.
And
like right
it.
Now.
Okay.
Yeah. I think the passwordless with Windows Hello and all of the machinery going that way, and it just makes sense. I mean, I have an uncle who has a list of passwords on a sheet of paper in his wallet, and he always like busts it out, and I get horrified. And
same.
We all have those family members.
No, my mom. I'm gonna put her on blast now. She has a notes doc like on her iPad where she just continues to add passwords. I'm like, Mom, at least use a password manager.
Yeah.
But I think the reason people do that is because even though password managers are great, they can be still kind of, they're a process to set up, and if you're not used to using it, it can be hard to onboard people. But if we can get to a place where you don't even have to worry about that, you just know, as long as it knows that it's you, and you can use, you know, your face or your fingerprint or whatever to authenticate, then you don't even have to worry with that.
Yeah, it's super simple. You don't have to think about it.
So when we're kind of talking about identity for developers, what are some of the things that you think that people should kind of think about?
Yeah, I think it's an interesting thing because people don't think about identity or security until the very end. They build the application, they design it, there's tools, they spec it out, that's awesome, and then they send it on its way, and the identity and security stuff is just kind of magically supposed to happen in the background. And we'd really love for you to think about that ahead of time. Think about it while you're designing and building out the application. The identity and the security portion would actually affect some of the tools and the design. So think about it at the beginning. Beginning, not at the end. It's a part of the process.
And are there certain what are some resources that people might be able to go to get some information about like what some of our offerings are?
Yeah, I think that there's a ton of resources. There's docs.microsoft.com, a ton of information on Azure Active Directory. If you go into azure.microsoft.com, there's a ton of areas there in the marketplace. There's Stack Overflow. There's GitHub. We have a tag I think on Stack Overflow #AAD. AAD talk, I think. And so that goes directly to the development teams, and they answer those questions. There's Twitter handles. Of course, you know, Alex Simons is very vocal and everywhere, and Joy is on. Joy Schick, our executive VP, is also on Twitter. So there's lots of ways to get a hold of us. It is a very vast topic, and it's very complicated. Don't think that this is easy, and totally okay to come and ask questions and get more information.
And one of the things you and I have kind of talked about before is, I think actually one of the first times we met, we talked about this, was the idea that, especially when it kind of comes to identity, not to be your own identity provider.
Yeah.
Now, explain why, because I want to understand first, why do developers oftentimes think that they should be their own identity provider? What's the thought process there?
I think it goes back to the first point where they didn't think about it until the end.
So they're finished building the app, and then they realize, oh, I need a way to do authorization, logins, and whatnot, and I don't, is now it's too hard to go get a third party.
I didn't cost it.
I didn't price it. I didn't budget for this, so I'm just going to build it myself.
Right, and we hear that a lot, and please don't do that. No. We do 8 billion authentications a day. We have this figured out, so come and help us. I mean, think about all of the breaches in the last couple of years. Is this normal?
No, this is not normal, but we're live and we're having some lighting issues. That's okay. Continue
Fantastic.
On. Yeah, that's fine.
And so come to us and you know, the 8 billion offs a day, we figured it out. We'll help you through it. Don't think about it. Let us think about it. Let us think about the username
Woo!
And password.
Got lights again. So, all right. Thank you. See, and actually and the light will be seen. See, you're in the dark if you're doing your own identity provider. If you are your own identity provider, you're in the dark.
Yes.
But show them light and go to Azure.
Go to AAD, yeah.
Go to AAD.
Like that? Perfect, yes. That was very dramatic.
It was. 8 billion auths a day.
Yes.
Okay, so
that's
so,
a couple.
So let us handle. And how do people integrate that into their apps? And are there certain frameworks that work better than others, or is it pretty agnostic?
You know, it's agnostic. I mean, obviously, there's lots of folks on ASP.NET, ASP.NET Core, all of the cool stuff out there, Kubernetes, all of that stuff. It all works. You do want to look at like OpenID Connect and OAuth.
Yeah.
SAML apps are very, very popular. Been around forever. But we'd love people to, when they're building new apps, to do OpenID Connect in building those apps. It's more standard, and I think they'll have a better experience from being able to go deeper into Azure Active Directory. You can use Microsoft Graph.
Right.
And so I think it's a better experience for you.
So something like OpenID Connect, just for my own edification, would that mean that can they restrict it still to a certain like identity provider in the OpenID family, like if they just wanted to use Azure AD to back that? By using that, does it mean that anything that's part of that would be federated?
They can
as
use
well.
Any identity provider, yeah. And that's the perfectness about having a standard. They build an OpenID Connect app, and let's say they have a customer that uses a different identity provider, that's fine. And they have a customer that uses AAD, that's fine. They've built it once, and it can go multiple places.
Okay.
So that's the best thing about the standards and being able to scale it out.
Right, and I guess that's also one of the good things about like letting people like us like take the control of this is that we're building things to the standard and managing things and keeping things secure as they should and not storing passwords and usernames in the same place as you do other things. So when your system gets hacked or something, there's some sort of data breach, then all of a sudden all the user information is out there too.
Yeah, absolutely. We'll take care of that for you.
Awesome.
We've got it.
Awesome. And what are can we talk about some of the other announcements that have kind of come out around AAD or, I guess, around identity at the show?
Yeah, I think the main thing, if you went to Joy's session or Alex Simon's, we talked about MFA, so multi-factor authentication.
Yeah.
If you turn that on, 99.9% of passwords are not, we've taken care of that, the MFA for you. So go turn it on, like right now. Like, we'll wait a few minutes.
We'll wait a few minutes.
Turn it on.
And so multi-factor authentication, for anybody out there who doesn't realize, that basically means that in addition to having to enter in your password, whether you're using, like, a passwordless system or authenticator ID, it's also going to come maybe on your watch or on your phone or something else, and you're going to have to give it a secondary verification that this is who you are.
Yeah, and Joy did a demo on stage with that, and you couldn't blink or else you missed it. It was so fast.
Yeah.
And everybody's got their phone with them. You go to log on. You do your little, either the face or the fingerprint, and you're in.
You can even do it on your watch.
That's right.
You can even do it on your watch. I actually just recently with the Microsoft Authenticator app, there was an update for Apple Watch where I can get I can prove that way, which is awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. So MFA is huge. We talked about conditional access. So again, another identity and security help there. The password list is obviously huge. I think we announced the SSPR, so self-service password reset, will be going to Windows 7, 8, and 8.1.
Okay. Very cool. So what is that?
So self-service password reset allows, so IT admins don't have to always be involved. You're calling your IT admin and first of all, you have to find out who that is.
Right.
Right. And then you call them and then they help with this
password. And then they finally reset your password and you can get back into your stuff again.
Yeah. So this allows you to be self-sufficient and still go through all of the right security measures that your IT person has put into place. So it's not just like any random user, but you're able to self-serve, which helps alleviate that pressure from the IT admins.
Definitely. And it's also probably a really good situation if it's like 2 o'clock in the morning. Or if you're in a different time zone, working on another project, and all of a sudden you get locked out, and IT might not be accessible.
They're not ready. And we have a lot of videos on YouTube under Azure Active Directory, and there's a video for SSPR. There's also other videos. They're just only 2 or 3 minutes, so it gives you an introductory into some of these features.
Fantastic. I like that a lot. And I also like the fact that you just mentioned, going back to that announcement, that it's Windows 7, 8, and 8.1, because a lot of times we don't see these types of things coming to the older operating systems that are still actively deployed out there.
Yep.
That's really cool. So in addition to, you're saying, talking about your YouTube channel, so that's youtube.com/Azure Active Directory.
I believe so, yes.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll try to find that and put that in the show notes. And you're also saying docs.microsoft.com, Stack Overflow, and there are deployment guides on GitHub.
Yes.
All right. So Colleen, thank you so much for joining me to talk about identity. And like Colleen said, do not be your own identity provider.
No.
Do not do it. Do not do it.
Come and ask us questions. We'll help you out.
All right. Thanks, guys. We will see you next time.
Thanks.